Towards the end of Parshas Bo'i, there he speaks about Klaus to leaving Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk tells us that as they were going out of their houses, took their dough before it became chametz, and they gathered up all their leftovers, the leftover little group of things, and they put it in their cloth and they put it over their shoulder. Rashi tells us, what's the leftover things? Shiri matzu mar, the leftover matzah and mar. They took over the leftovers, the piece on the floor, the piece on the table, whatever was left over the matzah and mar. They put it inside their sack, and they flung it over their shoulders. And the Rashi tells us, al shichmam afa pisha behemois harbi halichimayim, even though they had many, many animals, mechavim hayus a mitzvah, they were so mechavim the mitzvah of matzah and mar, they took it themselves and they put it on behemah. I saw in a country called Imuri Meisha, or Meisha Harris Sita from Beit Shemesh, he said the name of my friend, that Klai Yisrael, they show the Chavivs and Mitzvahs, even though they could have put this little sack over here on their animals, they chose something else they put on their animals, their gold and the silver and the diamonds they took out of them, from the Mitzrayim. He gives an example of a person going on a plane. You have your check-in luggage and your carry-on luggage. Your valuables, you do not put into a check-in luggage. You put into a carry-on luggage. You bring with you on top of the plane. Your valuables you take with you. Klai Yisrael took the gold and the silver, the diamonds, they put on the behemoths, and their matzah and mar that were left over from the Leil HaSeder, they put onto their shoulders and their back. They took those things with them personally. The Mir brings down in Brochus that a person goes through a Yom Tov, he goes through a Pesach, and eats matzah. He goes to a sukkah, he sits in a sukkah. For a person has to come out of the Yom Tov as a changed person, he can't be the same as he went in. He can't be like an animal carrying barley in the barley season and wheat in the wheat season and come out unchanged. We have to be changing ourselves as well. We have to take our mitzvahs, our chavivas, our mitzvahs, and take it with us after Yom Tov. We're coming out to Shishal Pesach, the last day of Pesach. Went through a tremendous, tremendous journey over Pesach with Leil HaSeder, Yisipri Tzitz Mitzrayim, Chol HaMoed, and now the final Gula, the coming to the Kriyas Yom Suf, which is all lead up to Matan Torah. And we have to understand that we can't walk out of Yom Tov for nothing, we have to walk out with something. Moshe Shlomo Shlita, in a few of his Svarim, bring down the idea that the Gula of Mitzrayim is supposed to wake us up and make us realize about the Gula Asida, about leaving this Golus, this long, long Golus. And just like Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so too Klai Yisrael will leave this Golus as well. You have to take the ideas of the things that we learned from the Gula of Mitzrayim and use them and apply them to the Gula of today as well. We have to see what can we take from these days that we've seen with Klai Yisrael of Mitzrayim and apply them to ourselves. Moshe Shlomo reads down a Paskin in Shemois. The word Shimurim in the middle of the Pasuk goes also on Lashem and also Chol Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean? That Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and he waits and anticipates when will he redeem Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael is misurred on this wonderful night of Leil HaSeder to wait for the goal as well. Through Sipritzis Mitzrayim and the Gula Rishayna, their lave opens up as miragish, and they feels, when will we come to the Gula Sida of Revi's Mashiach? When will that be? Elamayiz, the Shimur is also Kodesh Baruch Hu and also us, and he says it goes hand in hand. When will the Kodesh Baruch Hu take Klai Yisrael out of our own Gula and go us now? When will Hashem take us out? When he sees that we anticipate as well. The key for getting out of this Gulas is anticipation of getting out. Just like Klai Yisrael wanted so bad to get out of Mitzrayim, and those who wanted to leave Mitzrayim, those left Mitzrayim, and those who didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, did not leave Mitzrayim, unfortunately. So too, the ones who really want to get out of this Golus, they leave the Golus as well. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's inside a lady of a person, how much he wants to leave. And Bez Hashem, we should be zayichah to get that, to take that anticipation to leave. We have to take something with this Yom Tov and take it with us. We have to take the Chavivus HaMitzvahs and put it on our shoulders and take it with us and leave Yom Tov of Pesach with something, with the Kriyas Yom Suf, with the Gula Mitzrayim, with the Makkos of all the Ten Makkos, and all the Dayenu and all this that we went through, and come out with something. How Klai Yisrael zeichet to leave Mitzrayim? Many different ways. One of the ways was Akaras HaTov. One of the ways was Achdus. One of the ways was anticipating the Geula. We also have to take something with us. We have to think to ourselves, what can we take with us? Or Akaras HaTov, and build Akaras HaTov, and realize the Makir Tov Kadosh Baruch Hu, doing chesed for one another, do a true chesed for somebody else, and not just to speak about chesed, but to really do a chesed, to think what we do for one another. Because we schus the achdus, that's a kaisel and shem kum rachem of realis, merachem of minish shemayim, and merachem of the people, and do to the people, Hashem merachem on us as well. Or anticipating the gula, maybe try to say animam be munish shleima, but we say Mashiach, say the animam is every day. And through that, it will help us anticipate the gula. Be'er Hashem, we should walk out with something from Yom Tif. We should walk out with a tremendous amount of baggage of things that we carry on top of the plane with us. The number that the Moschov tells us is Yom Tif. And Be'er Hashem, through that, would be Zeicha, truly, to come to the Gula Shleima, Bekarayv, and the Kosher will see what's in our lave. It's very interesting that the first night of Pesach corresponds with the first night of Tisha B'Av. It's the same day of the week. The Chazal tell us that the first night of Pesach is Tov, which corresponds to Tisha B'Av. The second night of Pesach is the second night of Beis, which like an Adbash, corresponds to Shin, which is Shavuos. The same night of the week it falls out Shavuos. And that's how it is, the whole thing of Pesach, to all different Yom Tov of the year. I thought to myself, why does the first night of Pesach correspond with Tisha B'Av? Is that Matim? The answer is yes. Because the reason why we have a Tisha B'Av is because we don't anticipate the Geula enough. Be'er Hashem, through the schus of Pesach, and the matzah mayrim that we're taking with us, the chavivus and mitzvahs, anticipating the gula, Be'er Hashem, will be zeicha the Tisha B'Av. The seer will be a Tisha B'Av of Yom Tov, Be'er Hashem, and will be zeicha, Be'er Hashem, to see the gula shlema, to come to Eretz Yisrael, to come to Shavuos and Matan Torah, and zeicha to go misaleh, the Sfiras Omer, and all the Yom Tov, and have a tremendous, tremendous Yom Tov, and be zeicha to see nisim, gluyim, like we've seen until now, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should take us, and through Mamish, the Shefa of Mashiach, and we'll see the Gula Shleim B'Kar Mamish. Have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov.